Cannabis has been smoldering in the financial markets of late. There have been some exciting IPOs, some crazy valuations, and some zero to hero, back to zero share price movements. And while Pietri Riedelinghuis from Herenia Capital Advisors says that there's undoubtedly opportunity, getting your head around it is a bit more difficult than you think. And he joins us on the line now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Pietri, for your time this evening. So who would have thought that medical marijuana would become an investment choice or an option? To what extent has it?
Good evening. Thank you for having me. Well, I guess you're right. It's a bit of a thing to get your head around if you consider that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, this would never have been considered an option. And today, there are over 50 companies listed in North America that give you access to, you know, various sort of subsectors in the cannabis industry, whether that is recreational use, medicinal use. People are, you know, creating edibles, all sorts of sweets and snacks and stuff with the cannabis active ingredient. And you can, through, you know, listed equity investments, get access into this sector of the new economy, I suppose. It's very similar, I think, to the end of Prohibition in the late 20s, early 30s, where there's a bit of a gold rush happening at the moment. Not all the companies will survive, but some will. And fast forward 100 years and you've got Anheuser-Busch InBev in the alcohol business, you might see something similar in the cannabis industry.
So talk us through then the investment case that's actually being put on the table here and what investors are buying into if they are those amongst the rush.
So right now, it's very difficult to tell who the winners are going to be in the bunch. Most of the companies that are listed in the space are sort of in that startup phase. So many of them are running at a loss, spending you know, money raised at IPO on expanding and developing new products and, you know, most importantly, securing supply. The big problem at the moment is that there is, you know, there's legalization of cannabis use in both the medical and recreational space. And there's these companies that are coming to market are finding it difficult to supply the market. There's just more demand than they can meet. And that means that, you know, it's a bit of a minefield. Some of them are not going to make it. Some of them definitely are. So basically, if you are investing in the sector, you're investing in something that is relatively high risk, unless, of course, you back an index via an ETF, which is probably a wiser choice. But basically, you're investing in a whole new sort of frontier market that hasn't existed before, you know, before a couple of years ago.
In an article you've penned, I mean, I've picked up the fact that you've highlighted that the medical marijuana market is estimated at more than, or was estimated at more than $7 billion in 2016. It's forecast to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 36% a year through to 2024. And that providing some of, you know, the investment logic and I guess why it's so appealing to investors out there. Having said that, though, it also speaks to a crazy valuations at this point of the game. So as far as IPOs are concerned, Pietri, what exactly has caught your attention?
So there's only really been two individual companies, I think, that have been worth the investment from a sort of a valuation perspective. First is the First Mover. It's a company called Canopy Growth. They were the first company to raise, I think, well, the first company to raise 100 billion, and then the second company, sorry, 100 million, and the second, the first company to raise, then 200 million, and then the first company to list, and so on. So they're kind of the leader in the space. They, in fact, actually have operations in Cape Town, believe it or not, as well as Lesotho, Australia, Germany, I think something like six countries in Europe, all throughout South America, as well as North America, Canada, that kind of thing. So they are really, I'd say, the biggest company in the space. And then one of the more exciting businesses in the medical sort of space is a business called Trulieve, which operates mostly in Florida and the United States, and they focus only on medicinal cannabis.
Okay, so those are two companies on your radar screen. Having said all of that, from a regulatory perspective, how much risk are you pricing in?
Well, I think that, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns in this area now. I think that in the U.S., well, at present in the U.S., the regulation around what can be sold and what can be brought to market and the controls around that is incredibly strict. I think as time goes by, we'll obviously see more regulations come out of the woodwork as people are learning as they go, if you could put it that way. But I think that from a regulatory standpoint, the major concern that you would have is that these companies come to market, have a really good sort of story to tell, and then the people running them might have a criminal background or something to that effect. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, this was drug dealing, right? So to do that legitimately now, you might
Absolutely.
See some board members with some dodgy backgrounds. So it's difficult. I think that's something to be very careful of.
Okay, so that amongst the things to keep in mind, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut you short, Pietri. We're out of time, but let's leave it there for now. Pietri Redeling-Hase is with Herenia Capital Advisors.